Gonna give me a kiss?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Robert, Daddy, come over here, please.
Hey, Daddy boy. Squeeze my hand. Oh, man, you're squeezing hard. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, to see all you guys together is a joy of a lifetime.
How you feeling?
Well, I feel good.
Yeah, feeling all right?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with me. Well, there is.
Not at all. You may want a second opinion.
Yeah.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
No, I still got that problem, you know, that it takes forever to heal.
Yeah.
Now, I was in here, what?
A while ago.
Quite a long while ago.
Yeah.
And then they released me, and,
yeah,
and boom, it's open again. Take a look at it.
You want me to take a look at it?
Yeah, you see the size of that thing.
Holy crapola.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Let the kids look at it, too.
No, no, that's they don't want to look at that type of stuff. They don't need to look at an old man's butt.
No.
They get to look at that old man's butt longer than every other day.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you guys are really a sight for sore eyes.
And Jamal got in about an hour and a half ago, so
oh,
we had to run up and give him some lunch and then come down, so.
Run down?
Yep, I flew down. So, spending the weekend down here, I'll come by.
Oh, great. I hope you stuck by.
Every single day, I'm going to be here. You betcha.
Good.
Yep.
You bet. We got bedroom space.
I got a bedroom space. I just jumped down there on the sofa.
No, you know, that other room.
And that other room.
Mine, too.
Yeah.
And all I got to do is wheel a wood chair in there and you.
Yeah, just zonk right out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see you, Fafar. You had us worried there for a little bit.
Yeah, I got worried about myself the week after.
Yeah.
Because John was just telling me, you know, and telling everybody that he was with him. And I guess the breathing was terrible and...
Well, it sounded like the last one, you know. It started because you weren't eating. You weren't eating and you weren't drinking.
Yeah.
You know? You gotta eat and drink.
Yeah, I know. Martini.
Those will preserve you.
Yeah, that's
right?
What it will.
It's a preservative. It'll absolutely help keep you, you know,
yeah,
fermented,
will.
Everything inside. Yeah. Preservative.
I get a stretch.
Can I get it for you?
What are you doing?
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Right there?
Yeah. Oh, great.
She's a good scratcher.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
That's a good scratcher.
He's getting a scratcher too, huh?
Yeah, he's just messing with my.
How'd you guys
shadow
do last night? Did you sleep well?
Yeah, we went. We left here and went back up and up to the house, and these two were falling asleep walking. He fell asleep on the couch just sitting there, and then I think we were home for about a half hour, and we were all out. Gone.
Oh,
so tired. This is a long day yesterday, you know, with all the time.
Yeah, it really was.
And today we've got to head over to Pasadena here in a little bit. So the kids and I do. So Jamal's still going to be here. So Jamal and Pop are going to come back down after a while. They'll come back down and visit
yeah,
you again.
Yeah, good.
So can Marissa help you move your pillow? Or?
Yeah, I like it a little thicker.
Oh, you want it puffed up?
Okay. Yeah.
Put it right up underneath his headrest. There you go.
Yeah, there.
All right, how's that? Better?
Yeah, a little more.
A little more.
That's our boot. That's our boot.
That's what he used to say to me when I was
a kid. Where's that little cutie? There you are. I don't want to take my eyesight off of you, baby. Yeah, I can see where I'm going to fall in love. Isn't she a cutie?
She's a beautiful one, isn't she?
Yeah, and you got your cutie up there, too.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, those two sure look grown for their age.
Well, you should see them even now. I mean, it's that picture is about 6 months old now. They're
yeah, a lot bigger
they're
now.
Just driving
yeah,
daddy,
right.
Driving daddy batty.
You couldn't bring them now, that 2 yards.
No, couldn't do it.
You're going to bring him down there one of these days, aren't
Absolutely.
You?
I will. But I wanted to come down and see you first.
Oh, well, that's great.
I should be quite enough.
Oh, he's a handful, huh, Farfar?
Yeah, he is. He's a nice guy. And like you, you're a hell of a nice guy. But I wouldn't want to be arrested by you.
No, I'm the kinder, gentler law enforcement.
Is that right?
Okay, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well, tell me exactly what branch of it are you in?
I'm a detective sergeant in city law enforcement.
And what kind of
city law enforcement?
Oh, I see. Great.
So he, you know, illegal jaywalking, people walking without dog pooper bags, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he can tell you that. I pulled him over once.
No kidding.
He did, yeah.
And he didn't know it was you?
Oh, he knew it was me.
That's why
he pulled me over.
I knew it was him in Sheriff's car speeding in a school zone.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
So did you eat something today, Fafar?
I just had lunch.
Did you?
Didn't eat very much.
No? How about drinking? Have you drank much today?
No, I could use some more.
You got to keep your fluids going in your Fafar.
Now, how about some orange juice? Orange juice you like, or you want something different?
No, I'll take the orange juice for a while.
All
right.
What? I'm going to smack the snot out of you in a second.
No. I don't think that's soup.
Is that soup? No, that's orange juice, Fafar.
Oh, good.
I promise you, I wouldn't feed you soup.
Soup through a straw? Marissa, I'm about to give you permission to slap blood and daylights out of your brother.
Is that good?
Yeah, very good.
Very good. I'll put it right back here.
Have a sit.
So how did you sleep last night? Fafar, you sleep good last night?
Yeah, I fell...
fell asleep right after we left?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But all I did was I lay here and thought about what a marvelous family I have.
Oh, yeah. Definitely do.
Yeah.
Can't let it surround you. So.
And I knew that Jamal was coming down, so, boy, I tell you, guys, you know, my length of your extension is questionable. But I really feel good now because I'm in the hospital. Does not mean that, well, it's that sore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But other than that, I had a doctor who killed me, gave me a real exam up where I live. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Hay, who was my primary, said, he says, Carl, he said, I wish you, Taylor, had this guy give you an exam. He says, now, remember one thing. Do not think he's crazy, because he's not. But he acts like he's nuts. And he enjoys life, and he's a perfect doctor for someone in their 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
And boy, he was.
Was he?
Boy, did he put me through the paces, but, you know, not hurting anything or at all.
Right.
But he asked a lot of questions, and boy, when he talked, he turned and looked at me, you know, and almost frightened me. And, but, oh, God. And he finally, he says, you know, Mr. Nelson. I says, no, I don't know what. He says, well, he says, if I had money to bet on something like this, he says, I'd bet a fortune. What this doctor has told me about you. I says, yeah, bad, huh? No, he says, you are a perfect 100-year-old mate.
There There you go. I thought you were going to be 105.
Oh, I'm going higher than that.
Higher than that? How high?
That's the first in line, and then I go 106, 110.
Just remember, the Bible says you can't live past 120. So.
Oh, you can't? It's the answer law.
Yeah, it's the...
Oh, boy.
But after the whole thing with Noah's Ark, when the world was flooded, when people used to live to be like 500 years old,
900.
That's when God said, no one shall live past 120 anymore. That became the law.
Oh boy, what did I do? Line you up against the line? Boom, 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 boom.
Nope, just at midnight, you just suddenly go.
Oh, well, I think I'll take another exit.
So how
I'll fly that last bomber I flew.
There you go.
How many years young are you, Fafar?
I'm,
I was trying to convince him yesterday that he's 24.
Yeah, 24. You're helping me at 94. Thank you, cancer. Jesus, you guys got beautiful teeth.
Yeah, and neither one of us have ever had a cavity either.
Oh, that's great.
Unlike these guys.
I've never had a cavity.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't. I've had gingivitis, but I haven't had cavities.
Sure.
Well, I'm glad to see you're still ticking. You had us in a scare there for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm kicking. And I'll keep kicking as long as I can.
Yeah. You've had a very full life. You've done a lot of stuff.
Oh, yes, I have. I where I live, not this last place, because this is really my apartment, but the place I stayed in, this one, and it took me two, three days, to realize I was living here, because I was thinking about the other spot.
Right, right.
And so, finally got to dawn, got dawned, and I started thinking, gee, Whitakers. And then I started looking for Lillian. And I started to cry.
Yeah.
What?
Your bowing keister's making my brain fall asleep.
But the more I cried, the more I realized I had one of the finest women in the world with me those 65 years.
Yeah.
That farmer was a good, good woman.
Yes, she was.
She kept me in line. Many times I felt the hand on the back of my head. Yeah.
But anyway, what I'm getting at, you know how I love you guys.
Yes, sir.
And the little ones and the big ones.
Yeah.
And I love to see your wives. But I want to do one thing in life. I want to see you guys much more often.
Well, we'll be back in July, which is only
that's right.
A month and a half, June, sorry.
Yeah.
A month and a half.
But I'm going to make it a point, too, to try and get to see you guys. Of course, that's not easy.
Right.
I want to move back to what's going on here?
Somebody outside was, you're talking with your, there we go, the pin wasn't catching. We had a problem with that one on the other side yesterday.
Yeah.
It actually popped out on accident. You looking through the old family pictures, Deej? See that far? Daniel's looking through the old family pictures. See your photo albums.
Oh, did you bring your album?
No, he's got one of yours off the shelf here.
Oh, good, yeah. You look at those pictures. You got so many pictures.
That's
a long time ago.
And there are a lot of pictures over here, too.
Let's see that picture again.
Grab the book up. Yeah, so the kids and I are going to come and spend several days with you here in June.
Oh, great,
so,
great.
And Cheryl will be with us then, too.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah. For coming down here, Cheryl couldn't get the time off work this trip, but then in June she has the time off.
Oh.
So she's going to come down with us, and the kids have a tournament, but we're going to be spending 4 days here.
Oh, good.
And we'll be down here every day with you.
Stay right here.
Yeah, we'll be down here every day with you.
Yeah, but you can stay down here.
No, okay.
Count on that.
Okay.
As long as I'm living in here, and there's an oven out there, and this is everything.
Well, then you could have Cheryl's good home cooking.
Yeah.
She makes a mean tuna casserole.
Very pardon?
She makes a mean tuna casserole. Really good tuna casserole. Cheryl, with her cooking.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, what else does she make really good? She makes good seafood pasta.
Oh, boy.
And she makes really good pork chops.
Good, good,
really good,
good
chicken.
Good.
That's the reason I'm so fat now.
Yeah. So, how about your young lady? What's your favorite from her?
Pizza.
She's
a sweetie.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. She makes all kinds of different things that I love to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really fell in love with her. I haven't met your wife yet, my friend.
Shira? Hey, you better. You came to our wedding. We got married.
Oh, yeah. Wedding, yeah. But, I mean, you know.
And
to visit and live together, the game.
And she was here visiting with you 2 years ago. She came and visited.
3 years ago?
Two.
Two.
Yeah. She visited with you.
Well, that's great.
So, and like I said, she'll be coming visiting with you every day. She wanted to come down on this one, but she just doesn't have the time because she had a major surgery in December.
Oh.
And so she was off work for 3 or 4 weeks. And so she's has to accumulate her time so that she can come in June.
Oh.
Get her time built back up. She works
right
for the
university. She'll stay with us, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, when I say us, that's me.
Yep. Yep.
And the kids.
Yep.
And you'll be with them too, won't you?
Yep. Yeah, I'm
that's a good.
I'm the unlucky sap that has to drive them.
He's the chauffeur.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, because see, Cheryl will volunteer to drive.
What do you have?
What's that?
What do you drive?
Oh, a little SUV.
SUV?
Yeah.
Now, what's an SUV?
What does SUV stand for?
Sports utility vehicle.
Sport utility vehicle. You know, like a little Blazer type of thing.
Oh.
Yeah. You have that, and then we also have a big, big, huge truck, too, but it costs too much to drive that down here. So. And then I've also got a BMW as well.
Oh.
But with all the fencing equipment, can't drive that.
Yeah.
It's too small.
It's a kraut wagon.
Yeah.
It's a kraut wagon, Pafar.
A kraut wagon.
A kraut wagon.
Yeah,
a German kraut wagon, yeah, boy.
But it sure drives a lot better than anything else that we drive.
Is that right?
It's a Bluetooth. Pulling it out of the back of my ear.
You know, I have a friend over where I lives here in this place.
Uh-huh.
And we were out shopping, and we were out, where is it? Well, you guys probably wouldn't know because it's quite a distance from here. You know, like 30 miles or something.
Right.
So he got out of the key, he was parked in
San Bernardino then?
He gassed up and excuse me.
It's okay.
Oh, God, that itches.
Want to go scratching this?
The whole city.
This has got nails.
Oh, boy, that feels good. Oh, keep doing that, buddy.
No.
Oh, man, that feels good.
No, you don't.
It's made of something on my back, you know, and oh, God. Does it itch? Oh, boy, I'll tell you, that's good. Ooh. So anyway, we're out in the country, but 30 miles. And he pulled in the gas up. And I stayed in the car. So he moved in when he's got an older Cadillac, but it's a Cadillac that's probably 3 years old, maybe. And he was getting in on my side. He said, why don't you drive a while? And I said, I better not. He said, hell, you better not. I said, well, I don't have a license now. He said, that's all right. I'll take care of it if we get a ticket. So anyway, I drove. And I tell you, I was high off the ground.
Well, I see. Now all the Cadillacs have Corvette engines in them.
Yeah.
So all the CTS Cadillacs and everything.
Yeah. Boy, and I think of those days, you know.
Did you enjoy it?
Hell yeah, no problem at all.
Yeah.
I got to speeding a little bit too fast.
A little lead foot.
So he says, hey, you better slow up.
So, Kevin, we were on our way down here yesterday, the first time that we came in here. The kids and I had some little old lady. Boy, she was in a hurry, wasn't she, Riz? Boy, she was zipping, she was tailgating first, and then she went around me and took off.
I thought she was the one that was so crazy about the kids.
Huh?
Was that the lady so crazy about the kids?
No, this was just a lady driving down the road yesterday.
On the road, I see.
Yeah, boy, she was driving like a bat out of hell. And she was just a little old lady. It kind of cracked me up there for a second. Kind of reminded me of the Farmore when you guys lived in Florence. And I went to the grocery store with Farmore and the big Cutlass that she used to have. And I just remember her flying down the road.
Yeah.
But then you get her into the grocery store parking lot, and boy, she just
boom.
You get her on the open road.
Yeah.
Boy, she gets zipping.
I'd love to get behind the wheel and drive again.
Well, I tell you what, I do so much driving anymore. When I don't have to drive, I just
I don't blame you. There were times when I felt the same way.
Yeah, it gets old. I do enjoy doing when we drove down here, it seemed like the drive was quick. It didn't seem like it was any 14 or 15 hours. You know?
No.
It seemed quick. But it'll be the drive back.
When you can alternate, which makes a big difference.
Drive back will seem.
Where the hell is your chair?
Oh, I'm just. I've been sitting on an airplane all day. I don't want to sit down. I want to stand up. Get that blood flowing.
Oh. Well, you didn't have a very good pilot. So you're bouncing around that much. You better hire me.
Yeah.
I'll show you a few tricks.
Yeah. Take us on a loop-de-loop.
Yeah, and do a flip while I'm in it.
Yeah, nice. Well, Papa, we're going to take these guys back home, and I'm going to come back here in a little while with Pa, all right?
Yeah, you're going to take them home?
Yeah, I'm just going to take them back home, and then I'm going to come by here back in just a few hours with Pop.
Yeah, we've got to get over, the kids and I have to get over to Pasadena.
Oh.
For the tournament, so.
When are they coming back?
In June.
Oh, not until June. I thought maybe
well, June's
they
only a month
here.
Away. June's only a month away, Farfar. It's May now, so June's only a month away.
Yeah. Hey, that's right. April, so, May.
Yeah, and we're in May now, so it'll be June, which is just next month. So
that's our deal.
But I'll be back this evening.
Yeah. Jamal's going to be back this evening, and he's going to be here for a few days, so.
Well, you're welcome to stay here if you want to.
I know, but we all shared a car coming down here, so.
Yeah, I brought Jamal down.
I'll be back in a little bit.
All right.
Be back in a very short order.
Yeah, good.
And Pop will come back with him. So
yeah, good.
Okay.
What's Papa doing today?
Yeah, he was just, he went and picked me up at the airport.
Uh-huh.
And I think Barb is getting ready to go to work here pretty soon.
Oh, that's right.
She doesn't work today.
Oh, okay.
No, she's off tonight. That's why she's still up. She worked last night and then got home really late this morning. She got home at like 9, so... The kids and I took them to breakfast, and And she was still awake, and so I said, "Don't you have to go to bed?" She said, "Nah, I don't have to work tonight."
Oh, is that right? That
was right. So, and then she's going to try and take some time off when we come down in June, too. So.
Oh, good. Good. Well, she was marvelous to me, and with John, too. You know, in the year, doing a lot of things. But before you go, honey, I want your complete signature and your address, and I want Danny's too.
Yeah, they'll write it down for you.
All right.
Go find a piece of paper and a pen, Russ. I got a pen.
Yeah, I got plenty of paper under the under this.
What is your address?
Seal right here.
I see it.
Oh yeah, he called
it
to the radio station in that, huh?
And oh yeah, you better put your telephone number on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might call you a couple of times and pester you a little bit.
Well, she'll
buy such a beauty I got living with me.
She'll even put her personal phone number down. She has her own phone number.
Oh, good.
So you call me on my phone.
Yeah. Well, I better call you on yours.
Oh, you can call on any phone. Any phone. We're always there.
Oh,
we always have our phones on.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So she'll put her phone number down because you've already got my phone number.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I got yours up there. Down.
You want to sit down so you can write?
Daniel. Jamal and Ian.
Sir.
Who did the bet, the catcher? I want to say catcher. Oh, what a ding-a-ling. Who did the sketch?
This one, neither one of us did this. We're both in it. Somebody else did the sketch for us.
Yeah,
actually.
I'm wondering who
actually,
did.
I think Mom did that.
Lillian got a hold of it, you know.
Oh, I think Mom.
Nope, it's Kimberly.
Oh, I thought Mom did one of us for them, too.
It was in...
No, this isn't done by family. This isn't done by family at all.
Oh, okay.
This was Caverly.
This is a pro.
It says Caverly. Caverly. I don't know who that is, but it was done.
Yeah, she was a
December of 1976.
She was a commercial photographer, and Lillian knew her.
Oh, cool.
So
she did a good job, especially with the good-looking one down on the left.
Well, I wanted to tell you this. I'm having that photographed at the same size.
Cool.
And you're all going to get a copy.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd go right in our front room.
I was going to say, I was going to have it framed. But John said if you do that, there's a chance that the frame will be broken.
Yeah.
He said, so put it in a very...
And Daniel looks forward to getting a copy of the airplane one you got out there.
Oh yeah, I'll do
and
that.
Then they'll put a copy of that in his bedroom.
Do you want the pilot or the
ones with the pilots?
The one with the pilot, that happy.
Yeah.
I'll give them a copy of each of them.
Okay. 317.
I know how it was when I was a kid.
9786.
I loved seeing those.
Do you have airplanes?
Yeah. Well, of course there were not too many airplanes when I was running around.
Yeah.
You know, at that age.
Yeah.
And any of that singing, I'd like to hear.
Oh.
Do you ever record any of it?
No, you know, I think that here before long we'll have some recordings. So.
Yeah.
Just got to get these guys playing their music a little bit more. And they're going to sound just like the Sound of Music, you know. Get them singing Edelweiss.
Great.
I'm singing Edelweiss.
Edelweiss.
Yeah. We have that movie at home, so.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Barb.
Well, I'm not going to sing anymore then for a while.
Not today, but you'll see us next month. The kids
month.
And I. Jamal's going to be back today in the next couple of days.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yep, I'll see you in just a little while, okay?
Yeah, good deal.
All right, good seeing you, Papa.
Yeah, good.
Okay, love you.
Love you, Barb.
Love you, too.
Oh.
Hi, sweetheart.
Bump him with your hat.
I love you.
I love you, too.
You're such a sweetheart.
Thank you.
And you keep me posted.
Okay, I will.
What do you need in a line? Is there something lying in the music you need? Something you need?
I don't think so.
No? Everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, bye. I love you.
I love you, my dove.
Okay, you said
a lot,
you
that word love is used a lot when we're together.
Yep. Yeah.
All of us. And thank the Lord to say it that way.
Yeah.
Go say goodbye to your great grandpa.
Bye.
Hey, Danny, how you doing?
Good.
And a boy. You're looking great. When are you going to come in and wrestle with me?
He's a pretty good wrestler, Farfar.
Yeah, then he is.
He tunes his dad up all the time. At least he tries.
Well, it's so good to see you. You're a mighty fine young man. I say young man because you really look like a young man.
Thank you.
Please give me a hug. Oh, attaboy.
He's so short, it's hard for him to reach over your rail.
Yeah.
So. All right, Papa. We'll see you in just a few hours, okay?
All right, fine.
I love you very much. We'll see you in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll see you next month, Papa.
Bye.
Thanks for letting
bye.
Us visit with you.
Can I have a piece of candy?
Ask Papa.
Can I have a piece of candy?
I love you all.
I love you too.
Actually, so you
do you mind if they have a piece of your chocolate, Fafar?
Hell no.
He said, help yourself.
Hey, candy is for the girls.
Oh, yes, it's to feed the birds.
Yeah, what's your name? Came up your my.
A friend of his.
Yeah, the lady friend. A German friend of mine.
Yep.
She brought it up yesterday for the kids.
Very nice.
Take as much as you want.
Well, they got plenty.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you in a few, okay? We'll be back shortly.
Bye.
I'll be back shortly. Okay. All right, see you in a little bit, Fafar.
Fafar.